Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing great. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
I am glad you're going to be a part of this conversation because I just think it's been out there for a little while, and I got introduced to it again. And it's one of those nice things. It's always nice to go back to something when you've been away from it. So it's like that really great book or just great experience when you really give yourself a treat and go back and check it out one more time. Because sometimes, we get caught up with life, and it's so nice to be able to look back into it. So what we're going to be talking tonight about is the three A's of awesomeness. And it's those little moments of life that, just for whatever reason, we can just kind of just lose track of just those sweet little things that happen in life. So I wanted to read a few things of just kind of a reminder with that. So this is coming from a great website called 1000awesomethings.com, and it was created by Neil Parishna, I think is how you say his name. It's Pasricha, and he really had come from a lot of different things in his life where he wound up being had a marriage that basically fell apart. His wife came to him one day and said, I'm no longer in love with you. And then within a short time, he had a dear friend that he'd known for a long, long time that had been struggling with mental illness that ended up committing suicide. So within a short amount of time, he had all these things happen to him. And he thought to himself, how am I going to walk through these things? And he ended up creating 1000awesomethings.com. And it's a wonderful place to go where he wound up getting a phone call about a year later when he had created this thing. And he was awarded the best blog in the world. And he thought, of course, it was a joke and all that. And then next thing he knows, he's on this carpet at the Webby Awards getting an award and then having, Jimmy Fallon and all these other fabulous celebrities and stuff all around him just telling him, how great it is to be focusing on those awesome things of life and recognizing how great they are. So I wanted to go ahead and read a couple things. So if you go to that website, there's a really great little video right now because he has two books out. And the books are called The Book of Awesome, and there's the second book is called The Book of Even More Awesome. And so I wanted to go ahead and just kind of read some. It's one of the examples is, when a baby falls asleep on you, how awesome that is. Letting go of the gas pump perfectly so you end up on the rounding of the numbers when you get done with your purchase. When you are going to have a bad day and you're in a bad mood and your pet comes to just cheer you up, how wonderful that is. When you you notice that your windshield is matching the beat of a song that you have on the radio when you're driving. And the moment on vacation when you forget what day of the week it is. And having somebody tuck you into bed. Those are all little awesome things that, for whatever reason, we might be taking it for granted or not even noticing that. But just really coming back to that kind of just mindfulness for ourselves. And a lot of this has to be within the present moment. And Gloria is such a good person to be just having this wonderful conversation with her. So, anything that you'd want to share with that so far, Gloria?
I did that one about going on vacation and forgetting what day it was. That was my goal when I went. Was to just relax so much that I had no idea what day it was. And I stopped at a store. It was the very end of my road trip. And I stopped at this one store. And I literally, it was a town where our cousin was. And they had a voice message on their work phone. And it said, the days and times that they were open and closed. And I had to turn and talk to the person at the store, the store clerk. And I said, what day is it? I was so excited because I actually achieved that goal. It was
I've had
one of those pivot points.
I had that happen not that long ago. My husband and I went on a wonderful vacation. I hadn't gone really anywhere for about 3 years, and we went for, a whole week, and that was a long time for both of us to be away. And we caught ourselves after a couple of days going, what day is it? We couldn't remember. So that was really, it is really awesome to have that happen. So
yeah.
I just really
you get lost in that process, you know, and during that process, I was up in the National Redwood Forest area, and they had this site where you could stop and view elk, and I just looked at it because there was a parking lot there, and I pulled in, and there was this green grass that spread on either side of this one road that went into the Redwood area that would lead you to the beach, and I was parked, and I thought, you know, I'm going to move over to this road, and there were elk everywhere around me, and so I fell asleep with the door open, and the elk were there, and people were there. It's amazing, you know, when you really set a goal to forget what day of the week it is, and mm-hmm. you just are existing in the moment, it's amazing how relaxing and how present you become when you do that.
Yeah, there's actually a really good compliment to this. I found this actually on a TED Talk, and it was basically called The 3 A's of Awesome. And, of course, I had to go check that out. And it reminded me that I'd watched it before, and it had been quite a while. So it's been from the original book that he had on there. But there's also really we're going to be talking – our next show is going to be talking about flow. I'm still really focusing this month on positive psychology because, you know, in the last, at least 8 to 10 years – it's become such a more expanded field, so many things that we know now that we didn't know, and it's really helping everybody to just, you know, it's like, why should I be thinking positive? Why should I have those things where I'm working in that direction? There's so many wonderful things to be talking about with that we're going to go ahead and be dedicating a couple different shows about that. Just to remind everybody, too, on our last show, which was TC 256, we did Grace in the Workplace. And again, it's that positive attitude, that positive really looking at being able to just really appreciate everybody. And Amy Frost and Dr. Kim were on that show. So really encourage everybody to go back and to be checking out that show. And also just with our subscribers and just to be reminding you, there's other places that you can be checking out our show, which would be transformation-cafe.com. And we've also now just started our own YouTube channel, which is exciting as well, which is transformation-cafe. So if you want to be checking that out, lots of different places too. We also on Google+ as well. So there's different ways to be checking us out. And also, we always really would love comments, any kind of questions that you might have. If you have anybody who'd like to be a guest chef on the show, we want to go ahead and just remind them now as we kind of like take a little break here from just the information and just the conversation for a second. And just really thanking everybody for checking us out. And again, any kind of questions, any kind of responses that you'd like to have, there's always anywhere that you go within all the different places of being able to check us out, there are opportunities there to go ahead and let us know any kind of feedback that you'd like. So we appreciate that. So there's actually with this book, The Best of the Awesome, there's 3 A's that go with that. And the first one is attitude. And he really goes into, Neil really talks about, you know, the lumps and bumps of life. And, of course, that was the real precursor for him to just really be creating this 1000awesomethings.com and really looking from the highs and lows of life. And he said, you know, he had to come from that place of really making the choice of, you know, I can be, you know, stuck in these things and think, oh, poor me, and just have it, you know, where he dwelled on that. Or he could say, I can move forward from this and take baby steps into moving into the things that really can serve me and help me to be in that way. So anything you'd like to stand out with it, when it just really comes from attitudes of moving in more of a positive way, Gloria?
Yes.
Yes. Well, yes, that would be the answer. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I think everybody can really just relate to that with, you know, because it's, I always want to say it's the attitude of gratitude. You know, and gratitude is such a high energy, high positive way of being able to move things forward, and you know, and just looking at adversity as something that really can strengthen you, and have it be something that will help you to propel you forward. Because I really believe that nothing really comes into your life that isn't there to really serve you and help you to just to be a better person. I always, you know, it's that, you know, lots of different ways that you can look at that for sayings, but, you know, it's always, I'm thinking of, you know, God doesn't give you any more than you can handle. So you know that you can handle it because here it is in front of you. And like a 12-step, same thing too. Something comes in front of you, you're now in a place of growth where you can look forward on that and be able to have it be something that can really help you to be that much more of an expanded and developed person. So go ahead, you were going to say something.
And the interesting thing to add into that is that, you know, when you're in that process of, or in that space of being challenged, sometimes mm-hmm. very difficult to see the message or to get the lesson because you're so involved in just treading water. And that it's really interesting that, especially during those times, if you can pull yourself away from being in the picture and just step aside just for a few minutes and to hear what's going on and listen for what happens. I was listening to the oddest thing. You know, I don't normally listen to talk shows where on a basis where they are like yelling at people and telling them, you know, how political systems are a problem and, you know, and oh, they should be doing this and, you know, those particular individuals who have those shows that give vent to their emotions and look to join to get people to join them in their tirades and their opinions. And I happened to plug in the radio the other day while I was working on something, and it was on the channel that this man was just venting. And it was interesting because he literally was speaking to me, even though he didn't know it. And it was about a topic that it sort of applied, but the message, it was like he was saying, just because it's, you know, time, he goes, these people are out there. They need you. They want you. It's cut. And he started talking about this person who had interviewed people. He went up into various places, and he told, as part of his topic, he was talking to people, and he was saying, you know, he said, Martin Luther King died today. Isn't it such a tragedy? And these people are like, oh, my gosh, yes, he was such... They had no idea who Martin Luther King was. And the fact he died today, oh, no! Oh, Martin Luther King died years and years ago. And he was talking about how people as a whole are the lambs and that they don't necessarily pay attention. They're not necessarily awake and aware. And it was amazing because it just helped to reinforce something where, you know, when you live in a world where your reality is your reality and you start to believe that because you see it a certain way and you don't come into contact with people who really voice their opinions and you sometimes lose heart while you're going through your trials and tribulations. But it's those little messages that bring you back into focus that help to motivate you to continue to be strong during the struggle so that once you get out, you can look back and go, oh, there's that lesson.
Yeah, and just, you know, yes, it is sad that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. died, but we also have to remember that sometimes when it comes to things like that, I think that it's that wake-up call about, you know, what a great leader he was, what a great message. You know, it's just like Gandhi. And then Gandhi really, with Martin Luther King, Gandhi was a model for him to be able to come from a peaceful way of being able to, you know, demonstrate, you know, that there could be change. So it's that whole thing of like, it's always that person that is so strong and puts out that positive mindset, you know, even though we have, you know, adversity and everything else is coming with that, that we can have things change. It's a matter of holding that focus, holding that mindset to have it be something that would be changed. That reminds me, this weekend I went ahead and saw that new movie, Tomorrowland, that Disney had just put out. It's got Clooney in it with some other people. And what was neat about that movie, and it's really kind of what we're talking about tonight, was a lot of the mindset with that too, was like, what you think about is going to happen. And there's this whole underlining part of the story that that the world is just basically going to collapse, and it'll be the end of the world, you know, with the future being something that's being changing that in a way that they were using frequencies and things like that. I don't want to give too much away with the movie, but it really just shows everybody to think about, you know, we can be the change. And it's, you know, all of us taking those, you know, practices every day in the way we do or don't do something, and those choices that we're making on a regular basis, that changes everything. You know, it just really, really can just make that much of a significant change. Go ahead.
Here's a small exercise that, you know, we talk about pictures and how it changes the world, and most of our brains are set up so that immediate gratification is something that will anchor the lesson. And when we look at the idea of our visions changing the world, it happens so slowly that sometimes we lose focus based on needing to chop wood and carry water so that we can live and survive and continue on. And one of the really quick experiments that you can do to help to solidify that in your mind is, if you are pouring, say for example, you're pouring water from a glass into a small opening like a soda bottle. And if you focus and you visualize that when the water comes out of the glass, that it will miss or that it will go in, whatever you visualize will happen. Because your brain is telling the muscles in your body, and it automatically responds. It's like when somebody pinches you and you jump. It's a reaction. And so when you think it and you pour the water, what you think actually happens. And it's, I did that experiment a couple of times, you know, just doing a steady hand and knowing that I was going to do it, but every single time that I had a slip and I visualized that the water would miss, it missed. And my body just reacted to what my brain thought.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's, you know, like, you know, people try that and see what they think.
Because I even knew what I was doing. I knew before I did it, and it still did it.
Yeah, that just makes me think of all different kinds of stuff. Well, that's really great, because it goes into the second A, which is about awareness. And again, Neil talks about, he's wonderful because he talks about being a three-year-old. And he said, I love to hang out with three-year-olds because everything's new for them. And it really helps us to remember to have beginner's mind about, how did I first, you know, be able to enjoy that or experience that thing? So he talks about all different kinds of things about how kids will, you know, they'll just stare at you know, flowers or bugs for hours because it's this brand new thing that they're learning about and not taking it for granted. Same thing with, like, you know, they'll go out and pick a whole bunch of dandelions and put them in a vase and put them on the dining room table for dinner because it's this beautiful expression. You know, we get older, we're like, oh, that's weeds, why would I put it on my table? But yet it's this beautiful creation of earth that's there to be just fascinating, and dandelions are really amazing, and just the different things that they do with that. So it's like really seeing everything for the first time and just having a beginner's mind of being able to come from a freshness and a newness on things. And I mean, if you can come from that, I know for me personally, just, you know, saying, what if I never saw this before? What if I never looked at this before? It just really helps you to come from just being in awe. It does bring the awesomeness back to life when you just say, what if I never looked at this before? It's brand new. I'm brand new today, because every day we're born again. So it really gives us an opportunity to be able to look at that thing with fresh eyes and being able to come from just a nurturing place.
And, you know, it's interesting that you say about being reborn again, because every time I go to sleep, a lot of times I don't want to go to sleep because I'm on such a roll. And I know that historically, when I wake up, I'm not in that momentum. And it's like, I have to start all over again. And so I sometimes fight going to sleep like crazy, because it's like, I've just got too much to do, and my brain is in the zone. Whereas when I wake up, it's out of the zone.
Well, that reminds me, too, you know, how little kids just don't want to go to sleep because they're afraid they're going to miss something.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, we do.
They go
we
to
do.
Sleep, I'm going to miss them. Yeah, they do. And they'll just fight it and fight it and fight it because there's just so many things that they're taking in that are brand new for them. They're just excited to be looking at things, and they don't want to miss anything. So, you know, they keep just seeing little ones and how they just, like, fight to, you know, to keep awake because they don't so want to miss anything. So, it's just, you know, coming from that place, it's just really, really sweet. And, you know, life is so sweet, and we're only just here for such a short time and being able to enjoy all the wonderful things that that are here to offer for us. It's just so we're really reminding ourselves of just how many things are just wonderful opportunities. I mean, think of going to the grocery store, and nowadays, you know, we don't even think about it. You know, there might be a date from Morocco that, you know, you can buy for a quarter, and think what it took for that, you know, date to get there. Somebody had to pick it, and then it had to go on to a ship, and then from that ship it had to, you know,
all the time.
I know. It's so amazing nowadays. We just take so much of that for granted about availability and what's in front of us that, you know, our grandfathers just didn't have that opportunity. So just really, really amazing about, you know, it just, you know, even getting on a plane, you know, you're on a plane for 45 minutes and you're already on the other side of the, you know, United States or whatever. It's just really, really amazing how we can just be shifting and changing and doing all these different kinds of things and just having that new experience in front of us all the time. So it's just very, very cool. And the last of the A's is authenticity. And one of the things that's really important, and I think everybody really, we need to just come from a place of just really appreciating ourselves and just, you know, being cool with who we are in the moment and what we've got going on and just being able to be comfortable with ourselves. He says it's really important to really put yourself in places and with people that you just love and you care about. And, you know, next show we're going to be talking about the flow of life and in the, you know, positive psychology. And there's this whole a component with that that talks about flow and just being in there.
What is the A word on this one?
It's authenticity, being authentic with yourself and others. And being able to, he is this really wonderful, remember Rosie Greer?
Can we add in a fourth one?
No, I don't think
so. I want to add in appreciation.
You want to add an A? Okay. Okay, what do you want to add?
I want to add appreciation.
Appreciation, yeah. I think appreciation is really good.
Yep. So go back
appreciation
to
is.
Who was
anyway,
person?
So we were talking about Rosie Greer.
Oh, I love Rosie Greer. Ballet,
yeah, I
and needlepoint.
I know. He was a part
I
of this foursome. I don't remember what team he was working with, but he was just with this awesome foursome where he was a linebacker. And, you know, he went out there, did his job and everything like that. But there was this other positive side of himself that he just really loved, where he just loved to do needlepoint and crochet. And he
I
said it calmed it down.
Too.
Yeah, he just loved to crochet. He loved to do needlepoint. And he, when he retired, he actually had put out a couple books that was needlepoint for men. So there you go.
I saw him
really,
on some TV shows, and when I heard that he did ballet because it was part of the strength training for the as part of his NFL stuff, and I just thought, how incredibly manly is that? You know, just
it is.
So okay yeah. with talking about it and just being a strong human being.
The physical ability of a ballet dancer, especially the man, that lifting women and all the stuff that they need to do, it's just, you know, anybody who's familiar with that, you know, that form of dance, you just have a total appreciation for, you know, anybody who participates in ballet.
I just looked him up, and his first name is Roosevelt, and he
Roosevelt.
Is a Christian minister.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know he was a minister.
Yeah, I wonder how long he's been doing that. But yeah, he's, you know, and Rosie's just awesome. He just is very, very a neat man. He's just very comfortable with himself and comfortable with just finding ways that we're being authentic for himself. And it's just really, really cool that they went ahead and used it as an example for them. So I'm glad you brought up appreciation, though. With this last show, when I did the Grace in the Workplace with Amy and Dr. Kim, we talked about appreciation on a level of just how, you know, just appreciating people for who they are, respecting them in the workplace and all that. And from that, I actually found Gary Chapman, who had done The Five Languages of Love, had written another book. This is like back in 2011, and it would be another great show that we could talk about. It's about the five ways for appreciation in the workplace. and just the different ways that we can appreciate people with the way they can feel appreciated. So just like how we like to be expressions of love, there's expressions of appreciation. So that really goes into just really knowing that there's just a vast way that each and every one, each one of us really can find appreciation for ourselves and for others. And I think that really goes into the awesomeness too. I think that's a great, you know, it should be the four A's. Okay, we're going to switch it to four A's. We'll cross out the three and make a four. And have it where it's awesome appreciation for people. Because really, I mean, everybody wants to be acknowledged. Everybody wants to know that they matter and that they've made a contribution. And it's just really important for appreciation to just be a part of the mix. So I agree. You know, we need to call Neil up and say, hey, Neil, we need to make it out of four, okay? We're going to cross that out and make a difference. So it just really helps with all that. So because, like, he really goes into just, you know, again, having that great attitude and then being able to choose to be able to move forward when, you know, life gives you, and it's just the challenges that come up. And then living with a sense of awareness of the world around you. And that three-year-old, just that sense of awareness of, you know, who I am and what have I got right in front of me in this moment. And being able to see the tiny little joys that just make life so sweet. So it's really being authentic with ourselves and really being in a place that we're cool with what we are and really coming from our hearts. And being able to put ourselves in the experience that just really gives such a satisfaction and just a sense of just being in a place of just awe, you know, being awesome and authentic is just more and more something that I'm seeing around all over the place. You know, Amy had talked last week about how men are really embracing just the spirituality, you know, knowing that, you know, what they do matters, and they're coming from more of a spiritual perspective and knowing that, you know, it's their calling. Talked about a guy that was a waiter, and he wound up being, this is in Las Vegas, he had been awarded best waiter, I think, for quite a few, like at least it was more than once. It was like there was a few times he was the best waiter of Las Vegas, and that says a lot considering that Las Vegas is such a service-oriented you know, city, and just all the different things they have going on with the entertainment there in town. He actually works at a place called BJ's. So it wasn't even someplace on the Strip. It was just a regular nice dinner club that he wound up being there. So I told Amy next time I'm in town, I have to go check that guy out. So maybe come with me and we'll go check this guy out. Because I guess he's just the amount of just connectedness and just the way that he just really considers it his service in the way that he's there for people and just helping them with different stuff. So it's a way that he can feel awesome, and they feel awesome too having that experience. So, again, it's those just simple, sweet things that you can do for one another in a sense of being connected and having it be something that you can appreciate. So you're right. Appreciation is definitely, you know, one of the A's. So that's cool. That's very, very cool. So if
Not
you go
to
the website. Go ahead.
Oh, go on. Sorry. Go ahead. No.
No, if you go to the
website.
Go to his awesome website. There's just all different kinds of examples and different things that you can be able to check out and look at. So it's just real fun. Just a lot of different kinds of fun things with that. So do you do that? Do you really find yourself you're just stopping and looking at different things for just, you know, being able to find the little sweetness of the moment?
I agree.
Gloria, do you have any sweetness for the moment?
I agree.
Oh, you agree. So besides that exercise with pouring water into a little, you know, a narrow bottle, can you think of another exercise people could do for just finding those little things? You know, being able to slow down a little bit and just noticing what's in front of you. Can you think of an exercise?
Well, I was using that example as something so that you could have an immediate response and actually mm-hmm. have a physical result.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I've seen that's the quickest. I'm sure that there are others. I don't know about them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you think about various things that you do, like standing on one leg, you know, keeping your balance. I don't know what else you could do, but that was one that was when you're using water, you get wet. You learn very quickly that if it worked or it didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one of them could be that you can just imagine that you're going to just be catching the awesomeness of your day and really ask yourself, you know, may I slow myself down to where I could really be looking at this, you know, as I go through my day, I'm just going to be in appreciation and you know, what's awesome in front of me. Expecting awesomeness and catching yourself with it. I think that's an you know, a great way of being able to just, you know, invite that into your life, because you're just looking for it. Whenever you look for something, it's definitely going to be something that's going to be putting themselves in front of it. So
we
really want to thank
for something, you start paying attention, and when you start paying attention, you then focus in on what it is you're looking for.
You right.
Know, so if
like you're talking
looking
about
for a dog in a crowd, you'll see a dog, and then you'll be satisfied. So,
or
it's
you're
kind of like
you know,
that it's like that saying, it's the last place I look. Well, I hope so, because if you continue looking, then you're wasting your time.
Yeah. Well, and it's like when you decide you're going to buy a particular car, a particular color, and then all of a sudden you see them everywhere. Because you know,
right.
That's what you're focusing on. Yeah, yeah. So it's just really amazing with all that kind of stuff. So just really being open and spacious with yourself, and open with just the different possibilities of what can be out there for yourself, but just coming from, you know, the awesome things that are out there for everybody. So we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we look forward to joining you next week. Like, again, next week we'll be talking about positive psychology and be looking at the different things that we can do when you're being in the flow of things. So we hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Good night.